Welcome to the Pageant Masterclass. I'm Ashley Williams-Allen. Let's get started. Pageant season is upon us, and I know many of you are weeks and even days away from your pageant, which is super exciting. One thing that I'm hearing pretty regularly is that a lot of you guys are a little nervous to be asked about politics in your interview, which, trust me, anyone would be. It's a tough topic. It's a hot topic, and for years now, it's been a divisive topic. I do want to say, first and foremost, as a judge, I am never looking to see whether or not a contestant agrees with my political views. And if you're in a reputable pageant system, you're going to have educated, open-minded judges who are capable of having a civil and nuanced conversation about politics, and who are also not looking to see whether or not you agree with their political views. But that doesn't mean they won't ask you the tough questions. That's because the goal in asking questions about politics is to see whether or not you are informed, and whether or not you have an opinion about what's going on in our country and around the world. So the most important thing you can be doing to prepare for the political portion of your interview, especially in these weeks leading up to the pageant, is inform yourself on what's happening in the world. Spend some time engaging with political content. I'm going to put some links in the description to several daily podcasts that are really going to help you get a handle on what's going on in the world. Now, they are different views and different voices because it's important for you to get a handle on all perspectives. I would say also, as a judge, unless you're a political science major or have aspirations of a future in government, I don't expect you to have solutions for the incredible problems our country is facing. But I do expect you to be informed, and I do expect you to have an opinion. So the best way to overcome a fear is to face it. So for the latter part of this podcast, I'm going to set up sort of a mock interview. I'll ask a series of potential questions about politics and other hot topics that you might be asked about during the pageant. If you're on a walk, on a treadmill, or listening in your car, you can listen to my question, pause the podcast, answer it, and then go on to the next one and just hammer them out. Ask yourself these questions. Figure out what you think about these tough issues. I'm also going to put a link in the description to a PDF with all of these questions on it. You can send it to your Truth Squad and have them work through these questions with you. We want you to get comfortable answering questions about politics and hot topics. If you're asked whether or not Donald Trump is doing a good job as president, if your answer is yes, you need to have reasons why. If your answer is no, you need to have reasons why. If you're asked about Elon Musk's involvement in the government, you need to understand how he's been involved and what you actually think about the things he's been doing. If you're asked about immigration, you'll need to understand the changing immigration policies in the United States of America, and you need to understand what you think about them. Think about women's rights. What do you think about abortion? It's a hard subject, so be sure to think through it. What do you really think and why? And how can you articulate that? Think about it. Talk about it. These are tough issues. What do you think about DEI initiatives? What do you think about these mass deportations that are happening in our country? Rising grocery prices, the state of the economy. What do you think about these things? Keep in mind, you do not need to have a solution, but you do need to have an opinion. Now, if your community service initiative or platform actually addresses one of these problems, whether it addresses poverty, homelessness, women's healthcare, whatever it is, then that's amazing. It's an opportunity for you to talk about it. But if not, give a quick, succinct answer that lets the judges know you are informed, you have an opinion, and if it allows them to learn something about you, then that is wonderful. Here's some ways the judges can learn about you when it comes to politics. If you come from a family of immigrants, you have a firsthand perspective on immigration. Let the judges know. When it comes to the recent DOGE cuts and government programs, if you or a family member have been personally affected by one of those cuts, that's a personal connection you have to the issue, and the judges can learn something about who you are. That's the goal. This is a job interview. Something we always say in film and television is that you want to show, not tell. For me, it's always important that my characters are showing who they are, not just saying who they are. And it's the same with you in your interview. This is an opportunity for you to show the judges who you are through your answer. Are you compassionate? Are you justice-minded? Are you a go-getter? Or are you more interested in TikTok dances than what's happening in our country? Are you a Monday morning quarterback? Are you somebody who complains a lot about what's happening but hasn't actually thought about what a possible solution can be? These judges will be able to learn a lot about who you are and how you show up by asking these tough questions. And when it comes to the job interview, if you step into the role as this title holder, you are going to be interacting with hundreds of people, incredibly diverse people across your state and hopefully the country. You'll meet people from varying backgrounds with differing religious, cultural, and political views. So when it comes to really holding your feet to the fire on a question about politics or a question about hot topics, it's about showing the judges how you show up with someone who you may not agree with. And as the queen, it's your job to be gracious to everyone you meet. You're not there to change their mind. You're there to engage, interact, form relationships, and form partnerships. Before we get into the questions, there's one more piece of advice I want to give. If a judge asks you a difficult question about politics and you have no idea what they're talking about, that is perfectly okay. Now, the worst thing you can do in the situation is to ramble and try to sound smart about something loosely related to what they've asked you about. Please don't do that. The best thing you can do is say, "I am so sorry. To be totally honest with you, my focus is childhood education, and I spend a lot of time in that arena. I'm actually not well versed on what you just asked me about, but I can tell you why I think government programs that support free and reduced lunch for students are a great idea." See, you can tailor your answer for whatever your focus is. Not everyone is 100% obsessed with politics all the time, and that's okay. If you aren't, you can use it as an opportunity to gently shift the conversation somewhere you'd like it to go. But please don't simply rely on this tactic to skirt political topics. A woman who can stand engaged and informed about the world around her and have an educated, gracious conversation about it is a true queen. And that's what the judges are looking for. So don't shy away from hard topics. But if you get stumped, if you blank, if you don't know what the heck they're talking about, it is totally fine to say so. And then try to gently move the conversation in a different direction. Okay, let's dive into these political questions because you can do this. Think through each question, do a little research if necessary, and form an opinion. Okay, here we go. Do you feel Donald Trump is doing a good job as president of the United States? How do you think a 10% tariff on all imports would impact everyday American families? Some experts argue that tariffs are essentially a tax on consumers. Do you agree or disagree with that? In your opinion, is it responsible to use tariff revenue to pay down the national debt? When a leader proposes a bold economic strategy like a universal tariff, what qualities should they demonstrate to gain public trust? How might a universal tariff affect America's relationship with trade partners? How do you feel about federal agencies conducting mass raids in sanctuary cities? What do you believe is the most important goal of U.S. immigration policy today? Do you think stricter immigration enforcement makes for a safer country? What role should empathy play in developing immigration policy? What limits should exist on police tactics like tear gas or flashbangs during protests? Do you believe it's ever appropriate to label protesters as insurrectionists? During a protest, how should law enforcement balance crowd control with the right to peacefully protest? How do you think large tax cut packages like the proposed Big Beautiful Bill will impact future generations? Should the U.S. prioritize cutting government spending or investing in programs like Medicaid and SNAP? How important is it for the government to incentivize clean energy development through tax credits? What impact do you think political scandals have on young voters' engagement and trust in the system? Do you believe social media platforms should have the right to regulate political content? What responsibilities do tech CEOs like Elon Musk have when it comes to moderating hate speech or misinformation? How do you feel social media has shaped the way political conversations happen in America today? How can young voters cut through media bias and find trustworthy sources of political information? What qualities do you believe truly define a great political leader in today's world? What does it mean to you to be an informed and responsible citizen in today's political climate? How do you feel about the abortion laws in your state? What role should the federal government play in ensuring equal access to reproductive health care across all states? Do you think it's important to consider the social and economic factors that influence women's reproductive choices? What kind of legacy do you hope your generation leaves behind for future women in the area of reproductive rights? What role should the United States play in supporting Ukraine during this ongoing conflict? Do you believe military aid is an effective tool for supporting Ukraine, or should the focus be on diplomacy and humanitarian efforts? Why is it important to listen to voices from both sides in longstanding conflicts like the Israeli-Palestinian issue? What steps should international leaders take to ensure humanitarian aid reaches those in need during conflicts like the one in Gaza? Some believe the U.S. should focus more on domestic issues before sending aid abroad. How would you respond to that view? What factors should the U.S. consider before issuing a travel ban? Do you think travel bans unfairly target certain populations, or are they necessary for national security? Do you believe requiring a photo ID to vote protects election integrity or creates unnecessary barriers? Okay. If you've made it this far, I am really proud of you. You're putting in the hard work and you will reap the rewards. Remember, the only way out is through. So keep facing challenges head on. Work on those political questions, do your research, and form an opinion. You've got this. Check out the links in the description. I've put some great political podcasts that you can listen to get informed on all sides. And I've also put a link to these and a few more questions as well. And if you're interested in a one-on-one session with me, head over to pageantmasterclass.com. Thanks for listening. And again, if you've made it this far, I am really proud of you. You're putting in the hard work and you've got this.